help us understand the situation where the employer could create a situation where an employee goes to the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission and says, my rights have been violated, my employer is too religious.
That definitely could happen, but I don't know of any law that would prohibit a business owner from articulating what their belief is. It's not a requirement of the employee to believe this. It is something that you can hang on the wall and reflect that's your belief and your history of your company. But as long as you're not forcing that will upon your employees, you're fine with sharing it.
Now, a lot of big corporations have rules and policies on this sort of thing. And so we somehow get the idea that's the way things are supposed to be in the workplace. But that's not necessarily legally required. Just because the big corporation is trying to be politically correct, you don't have to be.
No, that's correct. And bigger organizations are working under an operation of inclusion of everybody, and that's okay. That's a big corporation. That's how they're operating, and they're running their businesses. And I'm not saying I fully disagree with that, but I am saying that the small business Christian owners do have an opportunity, and sometimes I think if you look in your heart, you have an obligation to share this as well.
It's also important to integrate your Christian faith into the daily operations and practices of a business. Perhaps Christian business owners may not think about this.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think they think about it. I think in our rush to hire people, sometimes we look past it, when maybe we can use that as a hiring tool to first hand the applicant the core values of the organization and say, hey, this is what our company's about. These are our core values of the company. How do you see yourself fitting into an organization that has core values like this? I can tell you sometimes employees or prospective candidates, I should say, look at the core values and they run out very quickly. Well, they might be somebody that's not going to fit within the organization, but at least they know from the very beginning what your company's about. There's also people that are on the fence, probably seekers or folks that are struggling with their walk with Christ, that go, wow, this is an opportunity for me to join an organization that I can learn more about Christ, and they become attracted and excited, and you move to hire those folks. And then, of course, you have the folks that are well-versed in this type of language, and they say, this is a great place, and this is where I'd like to work, and it's not a problem for them.
I once heard about a man who was in business. He was well-known in his church for being a model Christian. At work, he had a totally different reputation for being ruthless and hard-driving and so forth. You see that often?
In businesses, absolutely. I do see that. I see it more often than not, probably. These circumstances are what, quite frankly, Larry, keep me up at night, because I think I can whisper into that business person's ear to say, it's okay to drive your business, but let your employees know why you're driving the business. When the employees know that you're driving it for the security of their well-being and for the security of their family's well-being, then they're going to understand that business owner a little bit more. If they're not doing it for the employees, if they're not doing it for the families, they really need to evaluate why they're in business. Because as we know, all this is temporary that we're enjoying today, this prosperity in our companies. I ask the business owners to think and look inwardly to see how they're going to share it with their employees.
I have a friend who wrote a book. It's called It's Because We're Family. His name is Don Cartmell. And his point is that when you have the Christian business owner and you have a Christian employee, there are some expectations that lead to disappointment for this reason. The Christian employer has hired this wonderful Christian as an employee, so this employer has great expectations that I'm going to have a dedicated, hard-working, committed staff member because they're a fellow believer in Christ. The new employee perhaps has the idea, great, I'm going to work for a wonderful Christian man, and he's not going to expect quite as much as that secular guy down the street who was
sure,
so hard-driving. And then you've got a gap in expectations between these two really wonderful Christian people who think they're operating from Christian values.
And I think they both need to look at their situation. And I like to think of my management style that I've developed over the last couple of years as being compassionate with people. You're compassionate with people because you care about them and you want to do the right thing. But you also have to be tough on results. The business owners have to run the business, they have to be profitable, or they're not going to stay in business. So the employee needs to understand that, that it's okay to make a profit. Profit's not a dirty word. That's what keeps businesses flowing. It keeps lines of credit open for the organizations, and it makes the business grow. But there needs to be a nice balance. The problem I find in organizations is where this goes on, and it does go on quite a bit, is there's no discussion about this. The business owner goes home and he's angry. The employee goes home and they're angry, and there's no bridge to bring those two together. I'm hoping by putting business roundtables in place and bringing the right leaders together that we can help bridge that in an easier way at each organization to make it comfortable for them.
You're also interested in helping businesses develop cutting-edge ways to succeed in today's marketplace.
Absolutely. There's so many things that are available now that are out on the web, that are out available to business owners that weren't available 20 years ago. The information technology is out there. Sharing best practices is something that's very easily done now. To create a handbook for an organization does not take the time it took 20 years ago. You don't have to type it. You can reword it to fit your organization. There's templates, there's documents, marketing strategies, accounting concepts. The list just goes on and on and on of what can be offered to organizations that haven't looked at these things. MRP systems for order entry and warehousing systems, they're all available out there. And again, I think a lot of businesses don't look at that. I think it's important that they do because we're competing in a world economy now.
You also believe it's important to achieve personal, spiritual, business, life integration.
Absolutely. I think there definitely has to be integration of who you are when you're outside of work. Like you explained, that business leader that goes to church on Sunday, he's done with church, he goes to work on Monday, and he's back to his same self. Well, I think we need a better integration of what does Mark Griffin do on the weekend, what does he do on Monday night when he volunteers, and how is he at work? Is he the same person? And is he outwardly Christ-focused? That's very important, and I'm not saying that at a lot of businesses.
You're also interested in providing business owners with a safe and confidential place to share their issues and challenges.
Sure, and I think that's probably going to be one of the greatest hurdles in putting a roundtable group together in different parts of rural Pennsylvania. I'm envisioning 8 to 10 business leaders, whether it's a CEO, a president, an owner, a vice president of operations, top leaders in organizations that can sit down one day a month at one location at a predetermined time, and those 8 to 10 business leaders go into a room and they can discuss things that are going on within their organization in confidence that it's not going to be shared with other people. To help with that, is I'll have confidentiality agreements that were all signed. So Mark Griffin's not going to listen to business problems and go out and share it with somebody. Somebody from another business isn't going to hear your problems and air it out. I realize the first couple meetings, people are going to be guarded. They're not going to want to share their dirty laundry. But I do know after a year or 2 years of being together, we're going to be able to really help each other's businesses grow because we're going to understand the problems at each other's companies. There's so many good people in finance that you might not be working with that you might be able to tap into that's in this roundtable group.
Mark, if somebody listening either owns a business or perhaps works for a company that's owned by a Christian businessman who says, I could benefit from this kind of concept, or my boss could benefit for this kind of concept, how do they get in touch with you to get the ball rolling about how this kind of roundtable could be established in this area?
Larry, it's real simple. My email address is Mark A. Griffin, simply MarkAGriffin at gmail.com. All your listener needs to do is shoot me off an email and I'll correspond with them via email. Or if they'd like to talk to me directly over the phone, they're welcome to call me at 717-572-2183. I'm working on putting a blog up here shortly, and that'll be a way that your listeners and I can communicate via cyberspace.
Now, you're based in Lancaster County. You're a native of Danville. How far in Pennsylvania are you willing to go with this concept?
I'm willing to go 3-4 hours out from Lancaster County. I drove up here this morning to meet with you, Larry. It took me about 3 hours, and During my drive, I was thinking, well, God, if we put a round table together up in this area, it won't be a problem to shoot up here and have a meeting one day's time and then return back in the evening to be back with my family. So I'm thinking 3, 4, 5 hours out. And again, I'm focusing on rural Pennsylvania, mainly because those areas don't have the resources, and that's where my heart is. Living in Lancaster County, we're just inundated with programs that are similar to this. So in my heart, I feel of like reaching out to rural Pennsylvania.
Thank you, Mark. If you own a business or you work for a company owned by Christians, you or your employer may be interested in participating in one of the roundtables Mark is organizing. You may contact Mark Griffin by phone at 717-572-2183. Or by email at markagriffin@gmail.com. That's 717-572-2183 or markagriffin@gmail.com. Our thanks to Mark Griffin for being our guest on your station for information and inspiration, WPEL.